I once asked a friend of mine who's married, I said, do you know the difference between a pack of cookies and a pack of elephants? And he said, no. I said, well, then it's a good thing your wife does the shopping.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One Saturday morning back in the late 1400s, I awoke and lay still in the darkness. I'd waited for this morning all week. Dad and I piled into the car and drove down a dusty gravel road. I was bouncing off the ceiling. Seatbelts were unheard of in those days, so that made it a bit easier. Behind us lay a 12-gauge shotgun. Before us lay one of the most vivid memories of my young life. As the youngest of five, it was a rare occasion when I could be alone with Dad. But today, he was all mine. The greatest hunter in the world. Someone who had not only shot, but eaten an entire rabbit. Except for the fuzzy parts, of course. Driving along, he recounted in vivid detail previous hunting adventures. Over there was a perfect spot for a brood of pheasants, a skulk of foxes, a prickle of porcupines, a gaggle of geese. You mean a flock, I said. Nope, that's what they're called, son, a gaggle. We entered the forest in single file, and although we never did see a rabbit that day, I didn't care. I was with the hunter. Years later, we drove those same dusty roads. The shotgun was in the back seat again, but this time it would serve a different purpose. For weeks, we'd been watching the paper for something cheap. We found it in a 1970 Ford Maverick, covered in rust. And when it came time to pay, Dad took out his precious shotgun and traded it in on my very first car. One night, as a young dad, I lay awake in the dark, remembering and wondering what made that day so special. The hunting trip was far from a success. The car didn't last. But the memories did, because Dad took time to be alone with me. The love of an imperfect dad briefly mirrored the perfect love of my Heavenly Father. I thought of the times my son tried to get my attention while I read the paper or watched a ball game. I thought of evenings at work, busy with important things, right? But that night, alone in the dark, I wondered if anything in all the world was more significant than the children God had given me. Quietly, I got out of bed and crept down the hallway to watch my 3-year-old sleep. His face was tranquil, his arm clutched tightly around his teddy bear. What would he remember me for? My devotion to work? That I wrote some books? Would he have trouble believing that God had time for him because I never did? Tears came to my eyes. Lord, I prayed, help me take time to walk with him, talk with him, time to listen. Give me the wisdom to switch off the game, to leave my work at the office, to make it easier for him to know that you love him because of the way I do. Years ago, researchers attached little microphones to toddlers' t-shirts, imagine, and began listening in on the conversations that went on in homes. They were shocked to discover that fathers spent an average of 37 seconds per day playing and talking with their children. At the same time, other surveys showed that the average North American child spends, guess what it is, around 9 hours a day before a screen. Our kids and grandkids are going to learn values. It's up to us to determine who they'll learn them from. Ephesians 6 instructs us dads to essentially take our children by the hand and lead them in the way of the master. That may start with a simple hug today, a good joke, an evening at home, or a trip to the country. If you do, you may want to go car shopping. You may even want to throw in a shotgun.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.